The long and winding road of this country's housing recovery may be nearing some smooth pavement. New numbers suggest the market is getting stronger.
Is it for real? Let's ask Steve Kirch from MarketWatch.com. Hiya, Steve.
Good afternoon, Hillary.
So we've been waiting for the housing market to seriously turn around for a number of painful years. Why do some people think we're finally there?
Well, once again, we just have mounting evidence today. Housing starts in this country were up to 872,000. That was a big increase year over year, about 35%, although we're coming off fairly low levels. But the important thing is here, this is the best number we've had in about 4 years in terms of construction. And we've got a nice number on housing permits, too. That's also a measure of the builder's confidence in what's coming down the line. So that's adding to a couple of other reports we've had in the last couple of months about home sales on the up and home prices having stabilized and actually starting to grow again in some key areas. So all of that convincing a lot of people that we are now off the bottom in housing.
Well, there are still a couple of big issues, Steve, that keeps people out of the housing market. One, low appraisals and getting a mortgage would be the other. Any sense that might change?
Well, we have gotten some indication from mortgage lenders that they are loosening their standards just a bit. We're not talking about going back to the glory days when everybody with a warm body was going to get a loan, but I think some of that tightening is beginning to ease. You have to have the down payment. You're going to have the credit history. You're going to have to show your documented income. Those things are still the case, but if you've got all those ducks in a row, I think the lenders are a little more willing these days to go ahead and fund a lot of these mortgages.
Is there a sense that if housing continues to recover, it in turn will help the greater economy?
Yeah, especially with home building, you know, it's a great generator of jobs, not just construction jobs, of course, but you've also got all the ancillary businesses, all the things that go into a new house, even existing houses, you know, a lot of paint, a lot of carpeting, appliances when you move or when you buy a new home, and all of those industries are affected. When you're talking about, you know, where we were at the bottom of this with maybe 300,000 new homes a month compared to where we should be, which is about a million more than that. I mean, that's an awfully lot of economic activity that we'd like to get back on the table.
All right, Steve, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Steve Kirch follows the real estate market for MarketWatch.com.